Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The good news of having Nicole Sclafani out and about in the community is we know how active she is. Nothing gets past her. The bad news is we miss her smiling face in studio as well. But we want to bring her in now, General Manager of LCC TV and Lansing Lowdown. Hello, Nicole.
Hi there. I miss you guys, too, definitely. But, you know, I had to be out in downtown Lansing. The sun came out, and I just had to be down here. So,
well, the sun came out, then you've got all of it there, because we haven't seen it at all at the station. Once again, you're in the right place.
Exactly. I was driving into downtown today, and it was raining. And I'm like, oh, I was getting some. Right now, I'm at a restaurant. I'm at Kelly's downtown right now. We're going to move on over to Tavern on the Square a little bit later. And the sun just opened up as I was going in. Then I parked, and it got cloudy again. But I think it's going to be great today. And as long as it's not really raining for the folks over there at Lugnut Stadium,
yeah,
I think we're good to go. So,
and all the high school football games tonight, it's unbelievable how many teams are playing, Nicole. So
exactly. You're going up to Portland tonight, I heard, right?
I am. That's right.
Yeah,
and Scott's going to be out, and Andrea, so we're, and Tom Crawford is out with East Lansing, playing Jackson tonight. So a lot of people out, and it's odd because it's a Thursday, but that's what happens Labor Day weekend.
Exactly, and I think that with football, you know, it's good to have a little bit of rain, but I don't think it's going to be too bad. But I heard it's going to be beautiful for Saturday for the Western Michigan MSU game. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, not too hot, which is a good thing, because a lot of times you see players cramping up and fans having to go to the first aid area because they've mismanaged the situation.
And so that's
I guess that's good news. But
well, normally it's freezing. For any tailgate I go to, if it's 60 and over, I'm there. I can't tell you how many tailgates I've been to practically frozen, and then the game as well. So it sounds like, you know, you only get about two or three of them maybe at the beginning of the season that are really great weather. Right. I think this is going to be one of them. So as long as the sun's shining, 60-some degrees, sounds like good football weather. So I'll definitely be out there for the game. Still trying to look to score some tickets, but I know you can find me in between the engineering building and the International Center. That's kind of where I normally hang out there for before the game. So looking forward to that, and hopefully if I have some energy to go out later on that night, there's a lot of great stuff going on too.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Labor Day weekend, because you get that extra day, and for a lot of people, this is their last shot at summer.
I know. I think, and as for the outdoor festivals, you know, they're kind of winding down a little bit, but there is the Lansing Mosaic Festival, September 4th, at the Dono Riverfront Park, and that's actually, that's going to close down Grand, I believe, for the Red Hacker basketball tournament there. So Lansing Mosaic Festival, you know, it's a family fun festival celebrating labor and cultural diversity, and that should be really great. So it's probably one of the last big outdoor festivals of the year. I just, we just came from an outdoor music festival yesterday right on the campus of LCC, actually.
Mm-hmm.
There were three bands playing right there, right in the amphitheater, and that was gorgeous, and that was great. Beautiful day, beautiful weather. We almost thought it was going to rain, but it was really, really great. And so hopefully for September 4th, it'll be good for the Lansing Mosaic Festival. Also, tomorrow night, right after, if you can, actually Friday night, yep, at Max Bar. Max Bar is kind of known for a little bit more of hard rock kind of music.
Right.
Well, Stacey Clark is coming in, and she has a beautiful voice, and she is just one of these rising stars that actually, according to Ann Erickson, I was reading today at the City Pulse, she's on the number 7 spot of iTunes album chart. That's above Lady Gaga and Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you want to see a performer before she really booms, Stacey Clark will be at Max Bar on Friday, and it's $8 for cover there, so that'll be a great time.
I think I left a hat there about 30 years ago.
You know,
if you find something there, grab it if you see
it. If you don't stick to the floor, you're all right. And also, two things I want to say. I know we had talked about Lansing and young professionals and how this area is just really revitalizing itself. There's two great opportunities you can do, and maybe I want to tell your listeners to take advantage of. I just went to AmericanCity.org, and that's a website that's actually nominating the next American City. Have you heard about this?
Tell me about it.
Okay, so Next American City is actually a magazine, and what they want to know is what is the next American city. And so everybody in Lansing and all the little social mediaites in Lansing are actually submitting videos, pictures, texts, stories to tell why their city is so great. And we're all telling, of course, why Lansing is so great. And we're getting some major notices up on Twitter. I see the Next American City people saying, wow, Lansing people really love their city. We're getting a lot of entries. I just entered a couple videos from LCC's YouTube page on there, just showing, you know, TEDx Lansing, Ignite Lansing, just everything that we're doing with technology and planning for the demographic shift and trying to encourage future leaders. So that's great. If anybody gets a chance, go to AmericanCity.org and nominate Lansing and tell them why that we are the next American city. So,
you know, Nicole, I want to ask you to help me with something and serve on a committee.
Okay.
We got this thing going last night, and it was in response to a political message, which was basically mocking the city of Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was pure Lansing involves a lot of unemployed people and a lot of abandoned houses. And people had all kinds of time to spend with their kids because no one could find a job.
Mm.
And I decided with Ari Adler last night that we were going to have a real pure Lansing competition. And we're going to have a prize. We don't know exactly what that is yet. We're still working on a good prize for the people who can present the best message of what makes this community unique.
Perfect.
And I'd like you to work with me on that.
Oh, I'd love to. Gosh, I mean, I wish I could give everybody in the city of Lansing a camera just to kind of document their story. There's so many great stories out there. And, you know, I mean, I think it's a tradition. You know, we've been ragged on a while, you know, about everybody can take shots at Lansing all they want to, but I guess I'm just immersed with so many people who are doing so many great things for the city in their own individual, and they're individually motivated to do it. They have a passion for the city and the community. We take a lot of pride in it, and I don't think that's to be joked about. People can make their videos or make their funny statements all they want to, but when it really comes down to it, they do that really because, you know, there's a lot here. And so I think that it's a great idea, and I'd love to.
Well, I figured that would be right in your wheelhouse, and I also thought it might be something, when it was put together, that might work for LCC TV.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be a great story, and I think it would be great to encourage people to make their own videos. You know, technology right now is so accessible for many people. I'm actually just sitting here with one of the PR women for the Capital Area District Library, and she is going to be starting to, I know, rent out a couple cameras as well. And it's just it's accessible into people, and a lot of people have webcams, just simple messages, and it would be great to help, you know, maybe people submit videos to say why they love Lansing so much.
There you go.
We all say it online. We all do our part in the community, but really it's about marketing the city in a new way.
All right, I'll be in touch to set up lunch. Sounds great.
Sounds great. Thank
Have
you.
A good weekend, Nicole.
Okay, you too.
We'll be right back. We're going to be talking with Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor, and Chad Badgero, Peppermint Creek Theater. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You.